The Dark Eclipse is a book of personal essays in which author A.W. Barnes seeks to come to terms with the suicide of his older brother, Mike, using source documentation, police report, autopsy, suicide note, and death certificate. The essays explore Barnes' relationship with Mike and their status as gay brothers raised in a large conservative family in the Midwest. Welcome to 15 with the Author, Andy.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So you start out with your, I'll say, quote, shrink, suggests you go go to the police precinct where you and your parents had gone to collect Mike's belongings after he'd been discovered in a hotel. Now, this was, I believe, 22 years later?
That's correct. That's correct. I had been trying to deal with my, he died in 1993, my brother Mike, and I'd been trying to figure out a way to deal with his death, its impact on my life, and to maybe answer some questions, a lot of questions I had about our relationship. And I had written a lot of things about other books and essays that never went anywhere, never got published. And finally, my therapist said to me, well, why don't you go look at the police report to get some information? And I never thought there'd be a police report. It's a suicide. What's there to report?
Yeah.
But that really began this journey to look at the documents, the facts that surrounded his death, in the hope that I might find some information, or as much information as I could find, to explain why this happened.
And that journey seemed to have taken you in varying places. As we read through the book, there's a lot of reflection.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And
there is. Yep.
Go ahead.
No, there is a lot of reflection. I mean, this is a book of personal essays, but it is also personal essays that make up a memoir.
Mm-hmm.
And really, when we talk about memoir, we're really talking about the memory, obviously. But how I was most interested in how Mike lives in my memory, mm-hmm. and the effect that memory has on the choices I make every single day.
And, you know, what's interesting about memory is it can be selective.
That's right.
So how do you think that that affected your choices?
Well, that's a really good question, because memory, and if you're a memoirist, you have to come to, we have to reconcile with this. Memories are not facts.
Mm.
You may remember something as clear as day and then have counter information that says, no, that's not true. And it really can disturb your worldview, right?
Yes.
I know I remembered it this way. And then you realize you didn't remember it this way.
Yeah.
What I tried to do in this book is to see those areas where my memory of Mike was different from what the documents were telling me, and then to figure out why was my memory different. And I think part of it was this. When someone that's close to you commits mm-hmm. suicide, or someone you know commits suicide,
yeah.
we have a tendency to glorify that person in a way, to think of them as saintly, almost, in a weird kind of way. And for me, that's also kind of dangerous, because mm-hmm. it also glorifies the act of suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have to be careful of doing that for other people who might be suicidal, but also for ourselves. So I really wanted to get a clear picture on who Mike was. And my relationship to him was very fraught. We were gay brothers, yes, but we were not that close.
Yeah.
And I, throughout the book, I didn't want to glorify him. I didn't want to paint our relationship in any kind of rosy picture, which we tend to do. And the documents helped me to realize that sometimes my brother could be mean.
Yeah.
And he was not always a nice person, but that also doesn't mean I didn't love him and that I don't miss him.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And I think that my mother committed suicide. And
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And you know, you do sort of have that I always kind of equate it with a tsunami, where there's something inside your gut that just that never goes away. It's that
That's right.
Roiling, boiling, and then suddenly it spews forth. And
right.
it sort of seems that way in your book when you're writing about him. And the one thing that I really noticed was he came out to your parent. Mm-hmm. He forced you. He actually came out for
me.
You. Yeah. And what? Wow.
That was shocking. Yeah. I mean, for your listeners, my brother had, we were out to each other, but we kind of promised we wouldn't say anything to our family, and my brother wrote a long letter, photocopied it without telling me, sending it to all my family, and at the end of the letter said, P.S. Andy is too. Mm. And then he went on vacation so that I had to receive all the phone calls from my family to deal with this letter I had knew nothing about.
Yeah.
And that really kind of defines or explains my relationship with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And his sort of nature, that he could be a very mean person.
And I think it's important to point out, first I want to let readers or listeners know, I am talking with A.W. Barnes, Andy Barnes. He is the author of The Dark Eclipse. And your father was extremely conservative, in fact, wanting to be a Trappist monk, but instead married and had eight children. So give us a little bit of background to that family dynamic, and then we can really understand what that truly meant to have your entire family hear this.
My father was studied to be a Trappist monk down in Kentucky, down at the Abbey of Gethsemane, where Thomas Merton was a monk. And my father didn't last very long in the monastery, but I always have said he may have left the monastery, but he never left monastic life.
Mm-hmm.
That he kind of brought that idea into his marriage and into the family, so that the world in which I grew up in was very black and white. There was absolute goodness, and there was absolute evil, and there was not much in between.
Mm-hmm.
And in my family, to be good was to be someone who was straight, mm-hmm. someone who was going to get married and have children and follow the sort of moral dictates of my father.
Yeah.
My brother Mike did not fit that role. I did not fit that role. So we were seen very early on, or felt when they didn't know we were gay, mm-hmm. as outcasts, as part of that evil. And it was very hard, especially for me as a young child, to reconcile this notion that my family thought of me, even when they didn't know I was gay, as evil, but they also declared their love for me. And those two opposites were very difficult, and still are, mm-hmm. very difficult for me to reconcile.
Yeah, yeah. I think that is for everyone, because your lips say one thing, but your actions do something else.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to say that my father is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
He's 89 years old. He is he has COPD, so he's in his last years. And we're on friendly terms. We talk to each other. And I'm actually currently writing my next book called My Father's Body, which mm-hmm. is meant to be a book of reconciliation, in the sense that I look like my father. I have his body. I have his mannerisms. Indeed, I have his genes.
Yeah.
And trying to accept those parts of me that come from him, and at the same time trying to forgive him, trying to accept him as well as for the person who he is.
So that's fascinating, because you know you're really working through so many things as you write these pages.
Yes.
What kind of toll has that taken on you, though, as you revisit some of those incidents in your life?
Well, I think that living with those memories and living with that past has taken its toll. The writing of it has allowed me to put those memory in context, mm-hmm. or put them in a kind of I guess, box, as we could say, that belongs to my past and doesn't necessarily dictate my future. So the writing of it itself was kind of a joy. Mm-hmm. It's the living with it that has been very difficult to do. So I think that in writing this book, I was allowed, and I've said this a few times to people, it has allowed me to let Mike be part of my life, but only as a memory. Mm. He's no longer part of my life that is in dictating how I live my life, which he was in the past for many, many years.
Yeah.
But rather, he lives in that part of my brain that is memory, that is reserved for memory, and he has nothing to do with the decisions I make on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. Wow. That's quite the step.
You know? It is. He died 25 years ago, so it took me a long time to get here.
Yeah.
It took me a long time to explore, mm-hmm. to reconcile, to think about this and to write about it.
Yeah. Well, I have to say we're grateful that you have. I know there's plenty of people out there that this is going to speak to in various ways. And
I think so.
What exactly would you like to have people receive most from the Dark Eclipse?
I think that one of the biggest things we have that I would like people to receive is that we have an epidemic of suicide in this country. Still do. Mm-hmm. It's on the rise every year. And nobody talks about suicide. Very few people talk about suicide, even those of us who have been affected. And we need to start talking about it. That's one of the most effective ways, I think, to prevent this epidemic from increasing, to talk about suicide, and also to talk to people who may have suicidal ideation, suffer from massive depression, mm-hmm. but to talk about it, to get it out in the air, and not to be afraid of it.
Yeah, I think that when my mother did it, and definitely when Mike did the that, it was still at a time where you were sort of hush-hush, and some right. churches were like, oh, they were going to hell. Gratefully, my mother's wasn't, but it still is one of those things where, you know, people say, well, how did so-and-so die? And you say, well, suicide. And suddenly there's this pause. And mm-hmm. nobody wants to talk.
This is true. You know, if your mother or my brother had died of cancer, that's respectable, right?
Yes, yes.
But suicide, yeah, they do. They pause and they stop and they don't know how to respond. And I think we need to see that suicide is a violent act, mm-hmm. and we need to acknowledge it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thank you so much for your time and your in-depth study into this dilemma that we so face here in this country, and look forward to your next book. Now, you have a name for it?
The name for my next book is called My Father's Body.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you so much, Andy. Again, the book is The Dark Eclipse, Reflections on Suicide and Absence by A.W. Barnes. And again, thank you.
Thank you very much.